The leaders of Canada and the United States of America meet for the first time. And this is the sound of President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau getting along.
Prime Minister, I pledge to work with you in pursuit of our many shared interests. This includes a stronger trading relationship between the United States and Canada. It includes safe, efficient, and responsible cross-border travel and migration. And it includes close partnership on domestic and international security. America is deeply fortunate to have a neighbor like Canada. We have before us the opportunity to build even more bridges, and bridges of cooperation, and bridges of commerce.
The two men talked, they held a joint news conference, and to find out how all of that went, let's go about 100 miles north and talk to our Canadian friend Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Vaughn, good to speak with you again.
Good to talk to you, and a happy day for Canada-U.S. relations, I would say.
Well, happy, because that's interesting, because you and I have been on the anxiety beat now for many weeks in a row. What did you come away with from this meeting and news conference, Vaughn?
Yeah, look, the initial Canadian coverage up here is all very, very positive, and they're all seizing on really just one word from the president. President Trump said that the Canada-U.S. trading relationship is outstanding. We will be tweaking it. No tearing up NAFTA, whatever. We can work it out. We're going to make it better for both countries, for workers in both countries. And the president specifically said that his concerns are with the southern border and with the trading relationship with Mexico, which he made it clear needs a lot more tweaking. Well, no ill will toward Mexico here in Canada, but I think a fair amount of relief that what we've been hearing privately from some of the president's advisors, the president himself said today, which is that the big trading partner problem for the United States is not with Canada.
And did the two men get into definitions about what the tweaking of the North American Free Trade Agreement could mean for our countries?
I think what we saw today is a level of the two countries working together at the official level, already signs of that. They made three announcements. One, an announcement that the two countries are going to work together on controlling the trade in opioids across the border. Mm-hmm. Fentanyl is a huge crisis in British Columbia in particular on that, so that's good news. Interesting, they had a meeting on and came up with an agreement to strike a task force, a working group between the two countries to improve the lot of women entrepreneurs, Canadians and American authorities cooperating on that. And I think there are also signs that they're going to continue the work begun under the Obama administration to, it's called thinning the border, essentially improving the movement of goods back and forth between the two countries for where trading is at stake and also cooperating more on security. So it was one of our broadcasters up here put it well, someone who's covered Canada-U.S. relations for a long time. Most of what was said today, you could imagine it being said by Trudeau's predecessor, Stephen Harper, and by Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama. So it sounds more like a business-as-usual relationship than some of the bumps and troubles that Canadians were fearing.
Yes, that's a good bit of context right there. Could have been said by the past couple of leaders. Can we talk for a moment, though, about one of the bumps that you and I have been discussing, a place that the U.S. and Canada differ, is the immigration ban that President Trump signed as an executive order. Trudeau was asked about the ban, and he said Canada and the U.S. have long been partners, but
there have been times where we have differed in our approaches. And that's always been done firmly and respectfully. The last thing Canadians expect is for me to come down and lecture another country on how they choose to govern themselves. My role and our responsibility is to continue to govern in such a way that reflects Canadians' approach and be a positive example in the world.
Okay, so no big fight about that controversial travel ban.
It is interesting. I mean, Trudeau, he's no idiot. He could have walked into a headline there and caused all kinds of trouble. Again, one of our commentators up here remarked that Trudeau's father, Pierre Trudeau, was known to be a bit outspoken in his relationship with various American presidents. And at one point, he quite made Ronald Reagan quite upset over things. So we do have a history. John F. Kennedy, too, described a Canadian prime minister as a son of a bitch. Lyndon Johnson was furious with our prime minister during the Vietnam War. So Trudeau, I guess you'd say, is well brought up, and he knew where the trouble spots were today, and he was very careful to avoid them. There's too much at stake for Canada, particularly economically, in the working relationship with the United States. We need to sort out too many things to be picking a fight over this issue.
Do you know, Vaughn, how Trump and Trudeau came to be highlighting specifically the issue of women entrepreneurs?
What I do know is that a large number of Canadian officials, including cabinet ministers, have been in Washington, D.C., working very, very hard for the last couple of weeks. And one of the things they put together was, let's have some stuff that we come out and we can agree on that isn't threatening to anyone's agenda. And they picked that one. They picked the opioid crisis and a couple of other things where, you know, they don't really clash with the agenda of either leader. Both leaders can come out and talk about the need to get more women into the workforce, more women entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurship is a big deal with Trump, so I think that's what you saw here was an attempt by both countries to say, let's generate some positive headlines out of this relationship and stay away from some of the things where we obviously disagree on.
Okay, well, finally, sometimes you can only stay away from your disagreements for so long. Any thoughts, Vaughn, on how the Canadian-American relationship goes forward from this first NICE news conference?
You know, I think they might be able to keep on this footing longer than we would have thought a little while ago, I think. You know, I would say, too, looking at the American coverage of the visit with the Japanese leader, are you not seeing the deal-making side of Trump at work there? You know, he's the signs that he has an agenda, he wants to get a lot done, and he's looking for areas of agreement, with, especially with allies that he's gotten along with, that the United States has gotten along with for a long time. I mean, the president, if particularly in his opening statement, was quite eloquent about the Canada-U.S. relationship. You know, going back 150 years, two countries whose soldiers have shed blood together on the battlefield. There's an awful lot of history here of working things out, and the way I would read it is, this is the good Trump. This is the side of the president that wants to make deals and move the country forward. Interesting, too, from here, and some of our commentators remarked on it, Bill, no questions about this controversy with the National Security Advisors. So I guess they had agreed ahead of time that the four American reporters and the two Canadian reporters that they called on would stick to Canada-U.S. relationship as a topic.
As opposed to Russian influence and dealings with Russia before the Trump administration came to power.
Yeah. Sure, because, you know, there's lots of stuff we could fight about, but it's a long history, the long view of the Canada-U.S. relationship. We usually work stuff out.
Could have been worse, seems to be a one way to sum up some reaction in Canada today. Yes, Vaughn Palmer?
Yeah, and better than expected. I would put a positive spin on this.
There's a more diplomatic way of saying it. Better than expected.
Well.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, thank you for watching the news conference and following it with us today.
Good to talk to you, Bill.
And always good to talk with you. First meeting and news conference today from President Trump and from the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. And you're listening to KUOW's The Record.